Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Oh, man, it's good to see you guys, too. Thank you very much. Welcome to the post show, and what a show we had. A couple reactions from the voicemail lines. We had a mailbag where someone said, hey, these people are parking in front of my house. Like, how do I get them not to? And I was like, well, you don't really own that spot, like at the street, but you can do little things maybe to prevent it from happening. But here is Tom. This is voicemail number one.
When I used to live in California, we lived in apartments, and one night in the middle of the night, I put out a fake fire hydrant so nobody would park in the spot in front of our apartment, and I put it there in the middle of the night, and I just parked in front of it all the time, and nobody else would park there.
A fake fire hydrant is hilarious. I never thought of that. Also, what if there's a fake fire hydrant and the fire department has a fire, and they're like,
it's not
Tim,
working.
There's no water.
Screw harder. Take
Tim.
That thing off.
Come on.
Yeah, or if one day a police officer gives him a ticket for parking in front of a hydrant, and he's like, wait a second.
And he's like, hold on. He lifts it up with one hand.
Fake.
He's like, it's rubber, man.
Yeah.
He squeezes it. You can get a fake one for how much is that?
$37.
Mike Diaz showed me.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Okay. That's, you know, clever.
Here is a second voicemail about that.
She could just turn the whole front of her yard into a driveway or parking spot for her house, and then they can't park in front of it.
No.
No, that doesn't work.
Do you just pave the whole yard?
Yeah, it'll look ugly.
Is that what he's saying?
Wow. Yeah, or, you know, throw some gravel down, roll up in there.
Other voicemails, this is Josh from St. Louis.
Bobby Bones. Good morning, studio. First time caller. I just wanted to say that after hearing that doctor talk on your show, I went and got my first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. He made everything a lot more clearer. I was a little on the fence. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. You know, I got that more than I thought I would. I thought we'd have some sort of pushback or... And there was some negativity that I saw. Now, granted, I didn't go wading into the swamp that is Facebook. But, you know, Twitter... Instagram is mostly pretty good. They were like, hey, thanks. That's pretty informative. You know, I think that's the goal for us sometimes is to be informative in a way where you're not listening for the news. You're listening to us being educated, right? Like, I don't want to shove that on you and be like, oh, this is what you got to know. I really had questions. So I brought this guy on who's basically, who is Fauci's boss, and was like, hey, explain to me how we got this thing done so quick. And he did. And I was like, oh, dang, that makes sense. Morgan, how brutal was Facebook after that?
Facebook was really bad. Instagram and Twitter were good, but Facebook was almost all negative. There was hardly any positive.
Classic Facebook, huh? Classic, yeah. Facebook's like that uncle that you don't really like that occasionally you have to visit with. And you're like, oh, I'm related to him, so let me spend a minute. And you don't really want to, but you know you have to sometimes. That's what Facebook is. I'll go over there about twice a year to our page, to the Bobby Bone Show page. That's it. There's a lot of great content up there. But I just, if you dip into the comments, it is ugly. Here is voicemail number 4. Play that back for us, please.
Hey, Bobby. So I live up in Ohio, and we don't have Sonics there. So I came down, I'm down in Nashville right now, and big fan of yours. And I go to Sonic and get the Bobby water made by Caitlin. And it's not that good, not going to lie. I don't know if it's just me, but it kind of sucks, which is why I'm not going to say that. Love the show. Bye.
Yeah, it's just you, buddy.
What?
Yeah, weird. Yeah. Where is he?
Hey, man, I'm hiding under your car right now. I'm in the parking lot under your car. I'm just waiting for you to come out, but I'm having a Sonic water while I'm doing it.
I feel like he was staring at you while he was talking.
Yeah. Made by Caitlin.
Here is a final one, number 5.
Bobby, how come Arkansas is pronounced Arkansas, but Kansas is pronounced Kansas? How come Arkansas is not pronounced Arkansas? They're spelled the same. I figured you guys would know the best.
Good question.
Do you know the answer to that, Bob?
First of all, Arkansas was first. Did you guys know that?
No.
We weren't named after Kansas.
Oh.
Secondly, it was the people who settled it. I believe Arkansas, and I'm going to have Mike fact check me on this, Arkansas was like a French settlement, and Kansas was not. So I'm going to turn Mike's mic on. Mike, what did you find over there? This is me just going from the dome.
Basically exactly what you said. It is the French plural of a Native American tribe,
yes.
So Arkansas.
And Arkansas was first, and
yep.
Kansas is just riding our coattails.
That is right.
Thank you very much. Does it say that, Kansas riding the coattails?
It does say Kansas riding coattails.
See,
here.
I told you, Morgan.
So really, Arkansas, Kansas should be Kansas.
Well, no, because Kansas, that part is a French. It's how the French say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the Indian tribes, the Indian tribe was pronounced different ways by the kinds of people and how they spoke. Does that make sense?
But Arkansas is the way the French say Arkansas.
Arkansas. They would do this. Oh, Arkansas.
Makes so much sense.
So, yes, that's it. I'm glad I know. I should know that. Because if they ask me that when I'm running for governor, I better know the answer to that. And do the Pepe. Oh, Pepe Le Pew's been canceled, hasn't he? Yeah,
man,
we can't be him
on.
Anymore. Yeah, yeah. Here's a bit of a PSA, I guess. I want you guys to tell me your thoughts on this. A cop posted a video that starts with him pretending to be a parent, telling a child, if you don't behave, the police are going to come take you away. He then looks at the camera and says, no, we won't. We're not taking them away. Now, he says, stop using the police to scare your kids. Here you go. Listen to this.
Now, if you don't behave, they're going to take you away. No, we won't. No, we're not taking them away. Stop using the police to scare your kids. We're not here to scare your kids. That is creating a distrust between your kids and the police.
So he's saying, hey, don't use the police as a bad guy with your kids because they'll always think the police are bad guys. Amy, your thoughts?
I don't know what. I guess it just depends on the circumstances. I think there are absolutely times where parents may need to call 911 depending on what it is. But if your kid's just being, you know, disrespectful or not cleaning his room, then yeah. But I mean, if there's any kind of real...
No, it's all threat-based, right?
Okay.
Like, that's what he's saying. Like, stop saying, if you don't stop, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't do that. You just stop. I'm here for that anthem.
That trend on TikTok, I did one of those too where, this is a few weeks ago, mine was like, oh, a lot of people are asking you about your skincare routine. Oh, that's cool. I'll post it then. Let me see it. Let me see all the people that are asking about your skincare routine. Show me the message. Because nobody ever asked that crap. Someone gets on Instagram like, oh, you guys have been asking about what I do for my skincare. Let me tell you. Nobody asks. The other one I was going to do was, oh, you don't think he's cute? Oh, yeah. Run him over with your car then. Go out and punch him in the face. Kick him in the balls. You don't think he's cute? Prove it. Prove it.
I haven't done
that one yet.
I know. The whole thing is, but sometimes people do ask.
What? No, like, not really. Not really.
Not
all these
everybody's been asking.
No, Amy.
Well,
every
I don't consider myself an influencer, but our listeners do ask about my skincare routine, and it.
Do they? Show the messages. Post them right now. Let me see what they're asking.
I will, but it is awkward. It kind of has ruined it for like if you do want to just address like a couple of DMs you've gotten. Like, even I find it awkward. It's hard. I just don't even say that. I just, now I start to just like say it. But then occasionally it's like, well, why am I even saying this? But then people really were asking. But then if you say, for those of you asking, then people judge you for that. And then it's like, I just give up. I'm just not even going to do anything. That's how I feel sometimes.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for that, Amy.
It's true.
I did not sleep well last night after Arkansas lost. Oh. I kind of rolled around for, I fell asleep for about an hour and a half. Then I was awake for 3 hours. Just miserable. But what a season. We got to the Elite Eight. We got within four at one point, and then it got a little too close. We started firing up a bunch of stuff. Didn't work out for us this time. Very proud of the team. Not going to Indianapolis next week to watch the Final Four. But shout out Caitlin for saying we could do that. That's it. But I need to address that. I called Eddie and I was like, hey, man, because I'm in California. I was like, I can't sports bet from California on my phone. So California is not a state where it's legal yet for DraftKings. I said, will you log on? He's like, what's your password? And I told him. He goes, that's not it. I told him a different one. He goes, that's not it. I told him a different one. He goes, that's not it. And you've been locked out of your account. And I was like, no.
How long did it lock you out for?
I'm still locked out.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so not only that, it says, hey, send us your email and we'll get you locked back in. But I just still don't have the email to get locked back in.
Nah, I think that was God telling you, like, do not bet on Arkansas.
And I was going to. I'd have come in here in just a pair of whitey tidies. I'd have bet everything, all my clothes. And but it was a great run and can't wait for next season. And now it's I follow the baseball program about 60% of what I do, basketball and football, especially near the end of the season. It's just too many games, and they're not all on TV.
That baseball team looks good, though, huh?
Baseball team's really good. Last year, I guess they didn't have a College World Series, but the year before, they did and went to that. Ray went with me.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of who went.
I didn't.
It was me,
I think
you,
Clay
Amy,
Travis.
Amy's husband and Clay Travis.
Yep.
That's who went. We went to watch Arkansas play Florida State in the College World Series. So, but ready for football now. That's what's up. Amy, anything you want to say here?
No, I hope everyone has a great day.
Ray was talking about how he threw away his vaccine card. Did you see where on the internet you can buy a fake one?
No.
No one has seen this?
No.
No, but that's...
Yeah, people are doing it. They're printing them out and selling them. One guy got fired from his job because he was advertising on TikTok that you could buy fake ones from him.
But why do you need a fake
one?
What
do you need
that
for?
You can get a free donut? Is that what this is about?
Well, now you can get a free donut for not even being vaccinated. That Krispy Kreme's like, heck, we'll just give everybody free donuts. So
I didn't
shut
have
up.
To show my guy my card. He just said, cool, give it
you
to
didn't?
Me.
You didn't? Tampa area man lost his job after he made fake COVID-19 vaccine cards. His name is James. His fake vaccination card video, which included the caption, F masks, was highlighted by a Mississippi pharmacist. They went and they got him. No charge has been filed as of Monday. They don't really have charges yet for people creating fake vaccine cards. But I guess if you have it, you can prove you're vaccinated and you can do things. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where you're slipping through the cracks a little bit. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Maybe getting past the system more than slipping through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a guy got fired for that. When do you get your second shot, Amy?
Like 26 days from now.
Oh, a while.
27? I don't know. Whatever.
Who doesn't have their first shot?
Steve.
Is Steve?
Yeah, man. I didn't have one.
I had an appointment yesterday, but I was still here working, so I couldn't make it. So now I'm looking for another appointment. So nothing yet.
I also didn't know, Mike, you were talking about this yesterday, that you could get your first shot at one place and then go to a different place. Because Raymundo is apparently traveling, doing the vaccine tour. We didn't know you could. We didn't know
as
you could.
As long as you
do
have
that.
Your card.
Yeah, my wife's pretty on top of this stuff, so she was able to save me, so I don't have to do that drive, but I ended up having to do it to go get that card. But yeah, you can go. It doesn't matter. There's really no connection with that. Get different places. It doesn't matter.
There was a guy who was a diver. He held his breath in a pool for 24 minutes and 33 seconds.
Dang.
Surely he's faking this, right? Because you know how sometimes you hold your breath, but you breathe out your nose a little bit? You're like, watch how long I hold my breath. You're like this, where they can't tell. He held his breath for 24 minutes. Is that...
You die, don't you?
But he may not even be a human. Is he an alien?
He's a human.
I hold mine for like 90 seconds, and I'm like this. A 54-year-old Croatian daredevil has broken his old record by holding his breath underwater for 24 minutes and 33 seconds. Physically, that feels like that's impossible. That's like dunking on a 25-foot goal. Like, can we not send this guy to... Well, I guess he's not us. He's Croatian. us.
Where do you want to send him to?
Well, he should be some kind of special forces person.
Oh,
he doesn't
right.
need any equipment. He can't get tracked doing anything. This is like a Marvel character. Can hold his breath for 24 minutes and 33 seconds. He says he was inspired by his 20-year-old daughter who is going through a lot with cerebral palsy, autism, epilepsy, and has helped raise money to rebuild. And all that's great, but it's unbelievable to me that he can hold his breath for over 5 minutes. Can anyone hold their breath for over 3 minutes on this show?
Probably not.
No.
And if you say yes, I think you're going to be cheating doing this. All right, that's what's up. That's the post show today. Thank you, guys. I hope you have an awesome day. I think that will do it. I don't think there's anything else for me to say. All right, bye, everybody.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.